Do you want to peek behind the curtain of another business that's doing well? All right, you guys, listen up. Welcome to Mom's Town 365. I'm Mary Delay.
And I'm Heather Ryder. From idea to beginning, we're also going to look at systems, procedures, practices, and recalculating the math. Okay, so which business did you want to peek behind?
Well, we can peek behind mine a little bit.
Yeah, I love that idea.
A little bit about yours if you choose. So, okay. So,
can I just say this about why we love to do a show for mom entrepreneurs is because it is us. It's our DNA. Like you and I, we have so much, and this is just like the moms listening. If you're listening, you have ideas upon ideas upon ideas. It's easy to have an idea. The hard part is the execution and taking the first step and going. So anyway, that's why I just wanted to say that, because if you're listening and you have an idea and you want to start something, maybe you have a job and you want to start your own venture, there's so much that goes into it. It can be overwhelming, but we like start breaking it down so that it's not so overwhelming.
Yes.
And we're really good at starting things.
Yeah, we're great at it. And some eventually get some traction later on. But once you start having creative ideas, like, you know, our friend Russ sees funny.
Uh-huh.
We see money. You know, we see opportunity. We see,
opportunity. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
We see opportunities out there, and some are complimentary and some are not.
And I think moms also are really good at seeing opportunity because we see problems and we're solution oriented by default. Like as a parent, you are always coming up with solutions. And so we just, that part of our brain kicks in and we're very solution oriented.
Right. And that gives you ideas for a business. So kind of Captain Obvious, I had my guest house on a lease. But at the time it was on a lease, the market was not a strong selling market. Like there were enough rentals to go around.
Right.
So I couldn't charge a lot of money for it. So 6 months, I only signed a 6 month lease, but the vacation rental market was starting to boom. Mm-hmm. So this is 10 years ago.
You saw opportunity.
My neighbor said you should do that with your place. So I did. I rode the wave, and then other people started getting in on the game. And I just recently went back to a lease because rentals are in short supply. Thank you. So for that business, one, I thought I would do the rental forever. Oh, vacation rental. But then I looked at the numbers, and my competition was cutting into my numbers.
And you're recalculating.
And I recalculated what I was supposed, doing.
Right.
So now the rental market's booming. Mm-hmm. So looking at, I even have a pretty much done ebook on, so you think you want to have a vacation rental property. Operative word, think.
Think, right?
These are the things to consider.
And so it's the same thing about the Malasada business, my donut business.
It's in the cottage food.
It's in the cottage food. And so I have a similar guidebook, Start Your Kitchen Dough.
Yes.
Yes. So, and making money with a recipe, making money selling food, making money using your home kitchen, moving from a home kitchen to a shared kitchen. So, and how much money can you actually make? And looking at the numbers, and does it make sense? And so.
Well, and one of the reasons that I got tired. Because my property has a lot of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have the laundry room in the main house and I'm running up and down the stairs in the other house, I was walking 4,000 steps easy, just back and forth.
Between the two houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to turn it over, and very difficult to schedule any activities because, I got to turn over the house, which is a 3-4 hour process.
Right.
In one day.
Right.
So the reality of something, that's why we say, and had said in the last segment, research, ask people. If you want to be a food vendor or a product vendor at a street fair or at the summer beach places, you know, vendors go talk to them.
Right. They'll tell you. They're very honest. And at least in the realm where I am working, I know that everybody's really honest and helpful and wants you to succeed. So that's a really great environment to be in. Recalculating is also figuring out how much do you really want to make and what is it worth to make that kind of money? What's it worth to you in that particular business model?
For the energy expended.
Yes. And so I started the Malasada business because I knew I tested the waters. I knew how much I could make. And then I also saw it as a way that I could hire people to do, I could create jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the second version. That's where I am now. And so now I'm trying to figure out, I can create jobs for people and I can make money and I can create jobs. And is the management of this worth it for me and my lifestyle? So for you, like with the vacation business rentals, you probably made a little more money on the VRBO than just the long-term lease to one person.
Right.
But you got 30 hours back.
Yes, a week.
That's where I am right now. What's going to be worth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
for my time.
For your time. And you know what?
And my lifestyle.
For me, it came down to, you have mentioned the busy in life. I don't want to be busy.
Right.
I don't think I'll lose my edge. I think I'll get a sharper edge in creativity.
Which is so funny, though, because you and I have thrived on busy. Like, I think that you have also thrived on being busy.
Yes, and I even have a little problem. Sometimes I just sit on my sofa and I look at my yard.
Do you feel guilty not being busy?
I don't feel guilty about not being busy. In a busy, I feel a little guilty that I'm not putting my time to use in the creative ways that I wanted to the whole time I was busy. How's that?
Ooh, very, very, very perceptive. I like that.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay, let's explore that a little bit more. All right, so we're going into part four. Oh, seeking inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be a great segue from what I just said. And also one other thing that we can touch on another time. For you and for me, we had to create out of necessity our systems and procedures and practices to fine-tune it. And it's still heavy lifting,
and
our business.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I think every business is, but we're always in... We're always seeking inspiration, and I think every mom, every day is seeking inspiration and how we want to live our life. And even if it's business or the busy that comes into our life or with our kids and our families, let's go get that inspiration.
Yeah.
Coming up next.